Take a moment and find yourself, imagine a timeline. Go ahead and stand somewhere where you have a little bit of space in front of you and a little bit of space behind you. And I want you to imagine that where you're standing now is the present moment. And where you need to get to is in front of you, and where you came from is in back of you. So imagine a timeline. You're standing on that timeline, and there's the past behind you and the future in front of you. And what you'll be doing here is you'll be using this practice if any time you know you need to make a decision, and you probably have a pretty good idea of exactly what that decision is. You've been through some of the other steps, and you kind of know, but it's for some reason, it's hard. And what you need is the courage to act. That's what's required to actually make the decision and move forward, whatever it is. So to do that, let's start with this. For a moment, close your eyes and go back in time and remember a time when you had the courage you needed to make a decision. Just go back in time. It could be all the way back to childhood. It could be back just a couple of minutes. It could be back weeks. Doesn't matter how far back in time. You're searching for a moment in time where you had the courage to make a key big decision. And now open your eyes and go back to that time on your time line. Physically walk backwards towards and as far back as it feels to the place where you had that courage. Go ahead and physically get yourself there. Once you're there, close your eyes, stand in that place in the past now, ground yourself there, feel your feet on the floor, remember, eyes now closed, breathing deeply into your body, remember that moment. Look around in your mind's eye and remember exactly what was going on in that moment. What was happening around you? Who was with you? And what did it feel like in your body physically to have that courage? Could you feel it in your belly? Was it in your chest? Was it in your arms? Your throat? Where was this sensation? Where did you feel it? Bring that sensation bodily, emotionally into this place. Bring yourself there. And once you have that feeling in your body in the moment, when you can feel it actively, remembering it, notice how you breathe differently. Notice how you stand a little differently. Go ahead and occupy that posture. And when you have it, imagine yourself removing from the center of your body a little gift, like a present. That's the courage that you feel in that moment. And give it to the you that is in the present just in front of you. You're standing in the past, and you're going to hand it physically, actually move your hands out of your belly and give it into the back of the you that is in the present moment. And once you've done that, open your eyes now and move forward into the present moment again. So reoccupy physically the space on the timeline that is in the middle, wherever the present moment was for you. Close your eyes now and receive as a gift through your back into your body the courage that the past you was giving you as a gift. Go ahead and let that gift kind of penetrate your body, go down into your legs and into your feet, up through your belly, chest, body, neck, head, and fill your whole body. Begin to occupy that space. Begin to take on the posture of someone with that level of courage and strength and clarity. Feel it in your body. How does it affect your breathing? It probably gets deeper. Feel your legs getting stronger, your feet more grounded, and every part of you more confident and more courageous. And now I want you to notice that whatever you experienced, I want you to feel that historic moment filling you with courage. Whatever you experienced there then, you are experiencing here now. You have full access now in this moment to that resource, and you can use it and deploy it however you see fit. And if you're ready, you can use it to make your decision. If you're not ready, just enjoy this feeling of courage and clarity. That's all for now.